For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Meditation on our inner critic's verdict. Getting into our meditative posture, let's do a meditation on verdict, on the verdicts that we place on ourselves. So sitting up upright in a dignified position, but not stiff, because we need to be flexible. And gently lowering our gaze or closing our eyes. Feeling our feet on the floor, our seat on the chair, grounding ourselves to the present moment. Let's begin with a few long, slow, deep inhales and exhales. And letting your breath come back to its natural rhythm. Not trying to control it. If it's shallow, let it be shallow. If it's deep, let it be deep. Just paying attention to the sensations of breathing. And noticing our mind tugging us away from the present. Maybe berating us over something we did in the past. Or maybe telling us that we're not going to be successful in the future. Or that something bad is going to happen. Giving us anxiety. Take a moment to bring your attention to one of the verdicts of your inner critic. One of the things you tell yourself that keeps you caught. It's like your old jailer. Something that keeps you from feeling open. From being who you really are. As you think about this verdict, look at how it exists before you take any action. It's there in your mind. If it's shyness, the verdict keeps you from walking up and saying hello to someone. It's actually going to look for a reason to incarnate itself. Some of these verdicts may be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. Notice how that verdict has endured, despite the fact that reality maybe really has changed. the verdict that people won't like you, even though your experience over the last 20, 30 years has shown they will. See if you can remember how many times in the past week this verdict has arisen. Does it come up every day? Multiple times a day? Every hour? And maybe you don't notice it at all. You may not be aware of all the times it springs up. You may notice your inner critic telling you that this is a stupid exercise. Why are you wasting your time? Just notice how when your inner critic is threatened, it really increases its banter. It doesn't want you looking closely at what it says. Because when you find out it's not real, it's not true, it loses its power. Thinking about the common verdict from your inner critic, shift the focus of your attention to your bodily sensations. How does your body feel when you're believing this verdict? It's important to feel the body sensations because this will be your bell of mindfulness. Your caution to be wary of what your inner critic's saying. So notice if it's a contraction of your chest, clenching of your jaw or your hands. Feeling of restlessness, wanting to run away, closing down. Mine was always my shoulders going forward, making myself small and invisible. Just get to know those bodily sensations. And now visualize what you would say to a friend or a loved one who made the same mistake, has the same fault, or failed at the same thing. How would you talk to them? What would your tone of voice be like? What words would you use? What would your body language be like? Now if you like, take a moment to talk to yourself in the same way. And notice if your body's tensing up, if your discomfort meter is going off the charts, that it's uncomfortable to talk to yourself this way. If you're feeling that, it's just your inner critic telling you disaster will strike if you talk nicely to yourself. Experiment to see what actually happens. You may find your inner critic is wrong. Repeat the kind words to yourself. You may choose to put your hand on your heart or your forearm to show that you care. And just repeat the kind words. And notice what you're feeling in your body. When I first started doing it, I felt a lot of contraction, a lot of discomfort. But now I feel more love and openness when I talk to myself this way. It takes time to get comfortable with this new way of speaking to yourself. And shifting your focus back to your breath. You may want to take a couple of deep, slow breaths. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes.